back to Evansden. Last portion of the show. A little scam bustering. I will. Why is that playing? I don't want that to play. Get off there.
Scam busters. That's what we want.
So when we last left off, Pip and Russ, we'll make you aware of that. I'm sure you listen religiously.
Yes.
Sure.
Sure I do. Sure I do.
I know. I enough to know about Mr. Devin.
Well, it's funny you mention that.
What a flake she was, dude.
You know, Anne said goodbye.
Yeah.
Anne said thanks for all the help. It's time to move on. The Hulk music played. You know,
the fact that you helped the scammer who was getting scammed.
Well, she wasn't.
This is genius. She was a mess.
Well, she was a mess.
She's a mess. But you know, our ultimate conclusion was that she was just really so delusional, and she just refused to believe that the people that she was speaking to were scammers. The ones who she had gone to, like the FBI and ICE, and our military resources. She just thought those people were real people, and that they were inept. Rather than they were scammers,
yeah.
And they just kept getting her over and over again.
You can't fix stupid.
No, you can't.
Well, we were pretty happy with the outcome.
Yeah.
We felt pleased. Lisa, fan of the show, a little skeptical.
Yeah.
A little skeptic Lisa.
Yeah, she was like, she'll be back.
I don't know where she gets that from.
Oh, I don't know. I think it's from being a Canadian.
A Canuck.
That's what it is.
Damn you, Lisa.
Canadians are skeptical?
No, only our Lisa.
Only our Lisa. Oh.
She's flying the skeptic
flag. I thought it meant skaters. No. Skaters.
No. Same thing.
Yeah.
Well, Lisa.
No, sorry, Lisa.
You were right.
She was right. I knew it.
Now, Lisa's a smart Canuck.
No, she is.
So, Pip. I hope you have categories for us.
Wow. You know what? Well, I can come up with them on the fly.
Yes.
Wow, I didn't think she would be back.
The game is on, kids.
The game's afoot. Wow, okay. Well,
what game?
Of course.
The Mr. Davin game.
What we do is because our fanciful friend likes a turn of a phrase, a unique turn of a phrase.
Such as truth fucking.
Yes.
Oh, God. That's fantastic.
So, of course... In this game, we guess three phrases or three things that we think are going to happen during the correspondence that Davin reads, and we guess how many times it's going to happen. So, now we're going to guess, you and I.
I hate to interrupt you.
Oh.
While you're doing, I should have mentioned the music we played on the break.
Oh, yes, please.
I forgot. So, we'll give you a chance to gather your thoughts.
Thank you. We're going to do the narrow.
Yes. On the break, we heard Chase the River with their single Falling, an Irish band. Irish folk music. Maybe we'll play them for our next St. Patrick's Day show.
There you go.
Or next time we get drunk. Anyway, Chase the River with their single Falling, and Marigold Kingery with her single Sailing. And of course, you can learn more about both artists at deucemusic.com. DEUCE music.com. Deucemusic.com. Thank you, both those artists. All right, Pip, now I'm sure you're all ready to go.
Okay, well, first is our category, which goes without saying, Mr. Davin. We can't Mr. Davins.
I remember this. Yes. I've heard this. Yes.
I've heard
this on a show before.
I think our second category for this evening will be fucking asshole.
Singular fucking asshole.
Singular fucking asshole. Just one, not fucking assholes.
Okay. Very important.
That's important, right. Because it does.
Yeah, it does. Yes,
the judge rules that matters.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that for the third
one. Assholes have been inflamed. Joe likes to say men have died. So we take off on that when we talk about rules.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that our last category is going to have to be so-called Melvin Santos.
So-called Melvin Santos.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
All right, I'll let Pip weigh in first, so Russ can get a chance to digest all this.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm thinking that there's going to be five Mr. Davins.
Okay.
I'm thinking there's at least three fucking assholes in our future.
Well, there usually is.
And I'm going to go with one so-called Melvin Santos.
Very low on the so-called Melvin Santos.
Yes. By the way, anybody in the chat can weigh in on what your guesses are. There's a couple of you just lurking. If you want to play the game, let me know how many of each you think they're going to be.
Fabulous prizes. Everybody gets a trophy just for showing up.
You can find them on eBay.
Yeah.
So what do you think? How many Mr. Davins?
I hope there's six.
Okay.
Yeah, I love the Mr. Davins.
How many fucking assholes would you like?
Let's go for four.
Okay. And how many so-called Melvin Santos?
And we'll do two Melvins.
Okay.
Right, two Melvins.
Two Melvins.
And Pip, you must remind me when we close this out because I always forget.
Okay, that we'll have to have the count.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Nobody in the chat wants to play, wants to be vocal tonight?
Well, Tom just went to the store.
Tom could take us with him.
I know. Some of our locals, our usuals, are out this evening. Oh. So I know. So we have a low game count.
I gotcha.
Yes.
All right. Well, they're going to be upset.
Yeah, they are, because it's the return.
The return. June 1st. She didn't even wait a day. She didn't even wait a
day. She was back in one day.
It was back the next day.
Wow.
As Bon Jovi once sang, never say goodbye.
Don't go away mad, just go away.
Yes. He got in a fight with like a chick in Las Vegas and Nicolas Cage had to pull him off.
Get out.
What? Yes. Really? Bon Jovi?
No, Vince Neil. I was on TMZ.
Oh.
Get out.
Yeah. And he's very bloated.
Yeah, he's a big deal. Yeah, years have not been kind. Yeah.
They have been too kind.
And all landed on his stomach, too. Yeah. He looks like he swallowed a goddamn basketball. I just see him wear his leather pants now while singing.
Nobody wants to see leather sweatpants.
No, my
back
God.
Away. They're going to blow.
God, he looked like a two-tone dildo.
A double ended?
Yeah, there you go.
Black leather on one side and pink and puffy on the other.
I guess stomach would be the ball sack part. And the leather pants would be the shaft part.
For the record, your dildo experts, Russ and Pip.
I think we should high five. Oh,
always high
that.
Five. Always glad to help.
And the fiance learned something else to pack.
Oh, God.
Mr. Hilks is also making notes. Yes. Pink and puffy.
Yeah. Hey, fun times. Fun times.
Different colors.
Double ended, huh? Hmm.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Mr. Davin!
No, let's go!
Sorry. Now she's talking about a military person here. Sorry, the pay dot is 06 when I start to know Miller. I do not contact him anymore. What's that? You know what that is?
Officer 6 level. That's very high up.
Okay.
That's like almost like a general, like colonel, like you're up there.
Really? Because I remember that from a previous discussion that we had here, Lisa weighed in. Lisa knows if those are scammers. And she said, they're all level 6. They all pretend to pay, you know?
O means officer.
Well, yeah, what are you going to do?
E means enlisted.
Oh.
So enlisted would be like a private corporal sergeant.
Okay.
And then up to the sergeant ranks. Officer is, second lieutenant, captain, major, lieutenant colonel. So this guy is a colonel.
Wow.
Yes.
Highly doubtful.
Yeah. According to her,
I think that would raise a red flag.
Yeah, and 06 is a full bird, not just a full bird colonel in the Army.
Wow.
Sorry.
Or military, yeah.
The pay dot is 06 when I started to know Miller. I do not contact him anymore. Mr. Davids!
Let's go!
This is where I contacted FBI. I called them in 2011. Remember, she's been giving us backstory.
Yeah, right.
FBI man at head office in Washington asked me to file the complaints at IC3 after I asked if there was an FBI man called Pedro Simpson. Right. Of course, that's where the FBI, if you call them and it's an internet crime, they're going to tell you go on the website, go to the IC3.gov.
Mm-hmm.
No, this is actually legit.
That's what they tell you to do, but that's not how our girl followed things.
Russ, if you're going to laugh, laugh on the mic, please.
These people are just so great.
He's just leaning back and enjoying it.
Aren't you supposed to be the defender of the downtrodden in a week?
No, this just makes me want to buy more bullets. hide in my house and drink more whiskey.
Fast forward 5 years from now.
Yeah, right, there you go.
He told me I got scam. I also called L.A. branch office since Pedro told me he lives in L.A. The FBI man at L.A. office replied to me, no, I got scam. I checked the official site. So she's got the real FBI. Two offices. You got scam, lady.
Yeah.
The FBI man asked my mail address over the phone. I told him that I only have Gmail. He told me how to file the complaints at IC3, and he sent me one mail from FBI Tips 3. We did confirm it over the phone. So the FBI tips is FBI tips3@leo.gov. I don't know what this Leo is. But a .gov is legit.
Leo.gov?
I don't know.
That sounds weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
she's talking to the real FBI on the phone. I've spoken to the real FBI on the phone.
Okay. Well, I just looked for leo.gov and this site can't be reached. I don't know if that means anything, but
it means she took it down.
After getting one official mail from FBI in 1 week, FBI man Brown Cotton arrested. There we go. Now Brown Cotton's fake.
Yes.
Yes. Arrested my scammer in UK, J. Anthony Merrim's group.
Sure, they did.
Pedro hacked my mail and sent mail impersonating an FBI man from New York to me. I replied that I called FBI. Brown warned me not to reply because it was my scammer. So we got one scammer saying, well, go listen, don't go to them. We'll be happy to take your money.
Wow, unbelievable.
There's no honor among thieves.
No.
No. I can make sure Brown Cotton is real, but you judge him wrong. Brown is good at arresting criminals, but he does not know the funds transfer.
Wait a minute. Wait. Hold the phone for a second. Brown is good at arresting criminals on his own say-so.
Yes.
He said, I arrested Jay Anthony, and she said, great! So he's an awesome, awesome guy.
Yes. Proof is for fools.
Ugh.
Details, details, details.
I think that would make an excellent bumper sticker. Yeah. It's like an all-purpose proof is for fools.
Well, for this campaign, it would be.
Yeah. You're on for something.
Yeah.
He is not an expert in this funds transfer due to the issues of money laundering. After I got the contact from Brown Cotton, I informed Green, who's a pretend Marine, and Miller, who's a pretend Army man.
Oh, I love the 06, right?
Yeah.
Colonel Miller.
About this, because I was happy to get help from FBI. I'm a big FBI fan.
By the way, you salute when she brings these people up.
Yes, absolutely.
Damn it.
FBI does not charge me money.
Shame on me.
Yeah, exactly. Salute, soldier.
This is a really, wow.
It's really detailed. Yeah.
FBI does not charge me money. Brown Cotton sent me my money back, and the victim had to pay for the fees for the funds transfer, 1% from the total amount, and is about $1,200 U.S., They asked me so much money for the fucking certificates called anti-money laundering and so on. I was fucking mad.
I can imagine so.
Yeah. Scammer Omar tried to scam me and called and called. I don't know a scammer Omar.
No, I don't remember her bringing that up.
Brown Cotton traced them for 2 years. It was a long journey. Tracing scammers is not easy.
No, you're not kidding.
Wow.
A scammer Omar. She brought him up before. I don't remember, but go ahead.
I paid the money to open the case files. I paid UK EFCC David Copper and Interpol Eric Bohr $3,500. Green and Miller paid for the fees partly.
Sure they did. Oh, wow.
There is nothing to do with me and them. Finally, I found they are the same as Pedro and Janthi Merrim. There is no big difference between authorities and scammers. They took my money, over $120,000. Miller is shameful because he used my money and he never returns money to me. So now she thinks that these scammers were real officials and they're dirty. And we've seen this a million times before.
Is that what she said when she was saying about Pedro and Janthi? She said that they... Can you read that part
again? Well, Pedro claimed he was in the FBI.
Yeah, and he was
And
the
then
one...
the FBI said, he's a scammer.
Ah, okay.
But now she thinks she's got the real FBI. She had the real FBI. She didn't listen. But somehow she probably carbon copied her scammers.
Mm-hmm.
And Brown Cotton got one of... By the way, like most of these emails that she's sending back and forth with me, she's carbon copying her scammers, too.
She does this repeatedly.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, she just gives them all the information that she has and everything that she knows.
Mail me a wallet.
Essentially.
She basically did.
Just mail me a wallet.
She basically mailed her wallet and everybody that she knows wallet over.
Shit, dude.
Yeah.
Now to damn it all red.
Damn it all red. She's gone to red.
I have a family now and I cannot stay here for this fucking rubbish issues. The authorities are corrupted because they never helped the victims. The simple answer, the authorities want victims' money, and they choke their money, too. How ironic.
No. No, it's not ironic.
No,
because it's not real.
In her world, it is.
Oh, God.
In her world, this is another verse for Alanis Morissette.
Yes,
dude, don't bring her back, please.
Oh, she's fine.
She ruined the 90s. Fuck you.
She's fine. She's better than the Cranberries.
Nobody can get a BJ in a theater anymore because of her.
Cranberries had the zombie song, though, which was really
Jagged
cool.
Little Pill's a good album.
The Cranberries was worse than... Alanis Morissette.
Yeah. They had the zombie song, though.
Zombie.
My ex-girlfriend liked the Cranberries.
Ooh.
No, I don't like the Cranberries. I'm just saying, Alanis ruined the 90s.
No.
She made chicks hate everybody.
No, they just hated you.
Like men in general.
No, they already hated. Now they had a song to sing about.
I know. Now they gave
a whole album.
She gave a fucking anthem. A whole album of an anthem. White Men Suck.
It's a good album. It's a good album.
No,
holds up well.
Not.
Oh, White Men Suck went gold. Okay.
Oh, man.
Please tell people the truth about this. I hope all the victims should unite and accuse them.
Yeah. Mm.
Do not ask any questions to me because people do not do anything. I fought for myself, so I did all by myself. I do not think I made a big mistake. Judge it by using common sense.
Oh, she's full of common sense.
Yeah, she's loaded with that.
She's the Trump of the scam world. Yeah. I do not think I made any mistakes.
I asked myself,
these
and
scammers,
I did good.
Nice people. Very nice people. I called them the other day. We talked for a long time. Very good people.
I'm going to put in place the biggest scam. It's going to be wonderful. You're going to love it. You know who's going to pay for it? You're all going to fucking pay for it.
And I'm going to win this scam, and the scammers are going to win again.
Let's make scamming great
Let's
again.
Make scamming great again. Oh, damn it. You beat me just by a second.
That's awesome.
Well, I usually get there before women. Anyway.
That sucks when that happens.
That happens a lot. Anyway, contact that. So then she gives me the real contact for the FBI.
No.
The real address.
Like the real?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Pennsylvania.
LA, right?
No, Pennsylvania F.
Oh, D.C. Whoa, the headquarters.
Yeah. And I want to know if she knows this, why she doesn't use it.
Because they've told her it's a scam, and she doesn't want to hear that.
I know.
She can't. She knows better than them.
Right.
That was just Pedro and Gianthri. So she thinks they're scammers.
Yeah.
But she hasn't gone with the brown cotton to be scammers.
Right. She hasn't stepped up and realized that the whole cast of characters are.
There's a note. At this time, we do not have a national email address for public questions or comments. Some of our local FBI offices, however, do have their own email addresses. And then there's FBI.gov Los Angeles. With the correct contact information for them.
Mm.
So I respond, my guess is, judging on your past history, that you CC'd somebody who is a scammer, not knowing they were a scammer, Miller, Green, etc. Not really sure, but someone told them you filed with the FBI, thus brown cotton.
Right.
You did go to the correct place to file, and the information you were given initially was correct. Did you ever follow up and ask if Brown was legit, as you did with Pedro Simpson?
Mm.
Mr. Tavin!
No!
Got it.
No more contact.
For this week.
How dare you ask me a question? full of all kinds of, I don't know, real thinking and logic.
And facts. You
facts.
And your facts.
Fuck
so-called
facts.
Facts.
Yes, so-called facts. Fuck your facts.
No more contact. You can tell people around the world that these people are real mafias. Of course I do tell you the truth, that I do hate Miller, because he is the real one who destroys my whole life. Brown Cotton, Melvin Santos, Eric Bohr are not qualified to do this job, because they use me, and now they are hiding somewhere. You can say they are scammers. Why not? UK EFCC is also hiding in London. Parker Green and Miller use me to get jobs, and they maybe enjoy their life. Ha ha ha! Shame, shame, shame.
They used me to get jobs.
At the UN.
Oh, yes, of course.
What?
Yeah. She thought that, you know, her name carried some weight at the UN.
A little gravitas.
Pills, dude. Wow.
Shame, shame, shame. They will get punishment sooner or later.
Oh, yeah, she'll call her colonel friend.
Do not send fucking mails to me, because you never do any investigation and you never know the truth. I'm the problem.
You're the problem. You lazy bastard.
It's not me. It's you. How often have I heard that?
Oh, I know.
I hate people who write cuz as C-O-S instead of because.
She's Japanese.
But still, if you're going to like yell at somebody in English, like, do it right.
Oh, no, no, no. You have you?
English is not her friend.
No, English is not her friend. That's why we have truth fucking.
Yeah. And contact fucking.
Yes.
I love the truth fucking.
Everybody loves a good truth, though. Do not send fucking mails to me, because you never do any investigation, and you never know the truth. I did the research by myself and consulted the real people here in Japan.
The ones in my head.
No one can get money back, because this fucking Melvin Santos eats my money, too.
Oh, darn it. So
Mr. Close. David!
What? Mr. David!
Now, does that count?
No.
No?
No.
That's a typo.
Typos have happened. Men have died.
Really? All right. That's funny,
though. Mr. David.
Mr. David!
Wait, the hairdresser version of you.
Yes.
Mr. David.
What I see through. Miller want to use... It is fabulous. Miller want to use me because he knows the funds. He want to be rich. He want to divert the funds. Shame on him. He is from Marines.
No, does that have to do with anything, lady?
He's actually in the uniforms army, but shh.
Yeah.
Okay. He is,
good point.
That's what I do. He's from Marines, pay .6.
Does that mean he's a cross-dresser?
Yeah, actually.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Okay.
A fucking commissioned officer asking for leave from Kabul? He used me and cheated on my money for his gold bars, flight tickets, and medical treatment. Yellow
gold
card.
Bars?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
he was going to send... This is a typical scam. She was going to help him get his gold bars out of country that they found in a raid.
Okay. Whoa, that was a movie. Three Kings, right?
Yes.
She likes American theater.
No, the scammers do.
They're like, that's a great plot for our scams. Scribble.
She likes donating for these young thespians.
You know, she donates to the arts.
Yes, she does. My money for gold bars, flight tickets, medical treatment, yellow card, tags, and so on.
What's a yellow card?
I think it's when you've done something bad in soccer.
I thought it was an Asian green card.
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Sit further away from me.
Hey, I'm not playing Nazi ping pong or anything.
We could. It's early.
We have time.
He will die soon.
What?
He will die soon.
Who will?
I think Miller.
Oh.
The day will come to him because he is a fucking liar.
Oh, wait. Well,
he's also in Kabul, so.
Sorry.
Brown Cotton used to threaten me and cheated on me, saying he would come to Japan to help me. He flew to North Korea. I doubted his ability of dealing with cases after this.
or booking a correct flight.
Well, no. Brown Cotton said that he's going to Japan on a secret through North Korea.
Sure he is.
Wow.
The FBI was doing this, and they were telling this Japanese woman in emails.
In the words of Bugs Bunny, should have made a left at Pismo Beach.
I know. It's like. Wait a minute. You missed us by a little bit.
It's like, go to North Korea for a layover, get detained, beaten, tortured. They let you go. You go to Tokyo, have some sushi.
Sounds lovely.
Yeah, it's great.
Better than flying Southwest.
Yeah. No. They need to be more Southeast.
That's fantastic.
Eric Boris sent fucking mail saying Brown Cotton would help me, and they made my life useless. Parker D. Green is a mafia, and his daughter is a real bitch because she lies to me.
Wow. Well, actually, she should be saying Yakuza, not mafia. I'm a Sicilian-American. I want to correct her. Okay. Yes, should be Yakuza, not mafia.
It should be a what?
Yakuza.
Well, they're not Japanese.
It's a Japanese mafia.
These aren't Japanese.
I thought she was
she
Japanese.
She's American. She's Japanese.
She thinks
they're American.
Tell her a guy with a. There's nobody involved here with a vowel at the end of that last name. They're not mafia.
She's slapping your people. Yeah, what do you think about that?
Somebody should.
You're going to make a beer pong game about us next. Watch.
Okay.
So when you lose, you get your thumb broken.
I like it.
Yeah. Kneecaps.
Yeah, kneecaps.
She took my money many times, and she always had many accidents. And then the money I got paid was gone. She is a
fucking asshole,
fucking liar.
Boo!
Damn.
You can post all of my true words. They do not feel shame. They are hiding somewhere. They can hide in a short time, but they cannot hide forever. We know it well.
Wait a minute. You can post all of my true words.
So nothing.
Right.
Sounds truth fuck to me.
a good old fashioned truth fucking.
Yes. We're getting a lie fucking right now.
Oh, no.
Or delusional fucking.
Please do not bother me anymore. People who do something evil will get punishment.
Not always.
Well, wait a minute. Wait. Now, is she trying to say that you do something evil?
People
who do something evil, so you shouldn't bother her?
I just think she wants to be left alone.
Okay.
I'm sure she'll stop contact.
Yeah.
No, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You think so?
Next day.
Yeah. No, there's no way this woman's going away.
She can't stop her.
No, absolutely not.
She can't quit me.
Absolutely not.
I ask if she has a picture of Miller. I can go to the Pentagon and they can do a search for him.
No, they won't.
Actually, no.
Oh, he's a colonel.
Well, I had a contact with the picture.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
We'll get there.
Ooh, that's interesting. All right.
Trucker Tom is saying...
Hey, Tom.
Yeah, he's back from the store.
Updates on Tom.
What the hell happened, man?
he says, all of a sudden, Ann Jackson sounds like an Otto and George bit. There's butter under the seat. Thank you for flying, Spirit Airlines. I sucked my cock on the way down. Headphones are now $250.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
All right. So-called Melvin Santos.
Oh,
we got one.
Oh, look at Pip.
I'm very excited.
Gotta get that chair cleaned.
Yeah. As usual.
So-called Melvin Santos. You are not qualified because you are...
A fucking asshole?
No.
A fucking liar.
Oh, damn it.
You will be exposed everywhere. Oh, wow.
Wait, have you heard of towels, buddy?
You will be exposed everywhere because you choked my money and the two victims' money. You are the one behind them. Shame on you. Mr. Davin.
Ooh, yep, we got it.
James H. Miller from Olathe, Kansas, majored in military science and graduated from Military University.
Okay. Which one's that?
Military. You heard me.
Military University.
MU.
That place over there.
Yeah, that place.
MU or Moo.
Moo.
He went to Moo.
His grandmom's name is Stacy Moore, and I did give you her home address.
What does grandma have to do with this?
Oh, grandma's involved. See-through lies. Better than see-through lingerie.
No, that's good.
I never get any fucking money back. My company asked me to pay for the fees, and I got lots of violence before, and this is why my right arm was not going well.
What?
I think she's alleging somebody's beating her up.
Yeah, but it's like, she never said this before. She said that she was afraid people were going to come to her house.
No.
But she didn't say anybody, and her right arm is not going well?
Maybe.
What the hell? Who's she saying hurt her?
I don't know.
None of these people.
Maybe she stopped rubbing them out with her left arm. I'm just throwing it out there.
My company knows that I filed the complaints at the local police, too. This is why they know I do not lie. My company thinks Brown Cotton and Eric Bohr are scammers.
Oh! Thank you, company.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Here are the real lies from James H. Miller. Number one, Green is dead. He is alive online. Ha ha ha!
Yeah, you know what? Just today I got a Twitter from somebody called George Harrison.
Yeah.
So that doesn't work.
Well, Number two, they will put my money on ATM card. I never get any info. I never receive any money. Lies, lies, lies.
They put money on her ATM card? She means they took money using her ATM card.
No, she meant they were going to give her money.
Uh-huh.
No, they were gonna, yeah. Okay.
Number three, Brown Cotton took the money from victim A and C. Now he's hiding. A thief. Number four, James H. Miller is working under UN and he never returns money to me. Number five. Criminal Melvin Santos asked me to cooperate with James H. Miller. They asked me to pay for the fees. If I do not pay for the fees, they will never send money to me. This is why. I never get any money back. I paid over $120,000.
Wow.
That's sad.
And now a conversation between Ann and Miller.
If you convert that into yen, it's not much, but that still sucks.
Not a lot.
No, I'm just being a wise ass. That is a
lot. That's
a lot. Yeah, that sucks.
What's like $30,000,
$40,000? Yeah, so that's the conversion.
It's a quarter of a house. Oh. Or a third of a house, depending on where you live.
She's waiting on the gold bars. They're coming.
Yeah, mm-hmm. From Kabul.
Here's a conversation between Ann and Miller. Ann starts with "fuck you."
Nice.
Well, hey. And "fuck you too, sir." What top of the morning?
You will get punishment. The day will come to you. Return the money to me. Fuck off, because you are an animal, a real crook. Miller says, "I will send the money to you."
Sure he will.
Ann the obvious response.
Yes.
Ann continues.
Yeah, she scared him now.
Ann continues. A real killer. Miller says they will put it on an ATM card. Please do not worry. Ann says, "Fuck you, assholes."
Wait, was that on?
No, fucking assholes.
No, fucking assholes.
Fucking asshole.
Ann says, "You will." Miller says, "Yes." Ann says, "You are a fucking criminal. Destroy my real life. I do not love you, and you are a scammer. I never love you. You are a fucking liar."
Now, wait, when is she having this conversation with him? Is this now, or is she giving us more history?
Yeah, she's giving us, like, a little snippet from back when.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm like, just to tell Russ, she used to say that, no, she was never, like, boyfriend-girlfriend with this guy, but she's talking about, no, I never loved you. Well, that implies that at one point you said you did.
This is from...
that's a very good point.
This is from, like, December 2013.
Yeah, that's exactly...
Okay.
Anne's like, "The day you are, fuck off my life." Such a person.
I'm going to use that one in a sentence.
Fuck off my life. Such a person will get punishment. Fuck off. This is fucking scam. Miller says, "Green is dead." Anne goes, "Return the money to me." Miller says, "Please help Jennifer." Anne says, "I have no money. I am looking for jobs." Miller says, "Your money will be sent to you on ATM card, okay?" Anne says, "Where is Green? Where is he?"
And now, why is she so worried that she thinks Green is dead, but then maybe he's not because he emailed her still?
Yeah, well, no, she saw him online because they were, like, friends online.
Oh, and on so.
Yeah, but Miller was saying he was dead
to
help Jennifer.
I see.
His daughter.
Wow.
This is from
These
December 8th.
These people suck.
Yes.
Miller goes, "Why I lie to you? He is fucking dead." And Ann says, Nina's group says, that's another anti-scammer. Check on history. Nina's group says you are married and you have two kids. Miller says contact a bullshit email address that will supposedly help her.
Oh.
And this is a conversation from October 12th, 2013. Ann says, "Monica told me. Why do I need to contact Mr. David? Is he okay?" Miller says, "Yes, I don't think it's me."
No.
"I think it's David Copper."
Yeah.
Miller, "Yes." Ann's like, "Is he working for UN too?" Miller says he is in charge now of West Africa.
He's in charge of what?
West Africa.
Wow. All of West Africa.
Yeah, he got this.
Wow.
Yeah, so Dave is in charge of West Africa.
I want to see the beach house.
Well, Ann says wow.
Wow.
Due to green? Nigeria? Most of the victims get scammed from Ghana and Nigeria. Miller's like, yes. Ann goes,
don't
what
about
you?
That.
What are you doing in Thai? Miller's like, I'm working under the UN.
I'm fixing a pipe.
Yeah.
Then she writes, this is the funds left the UK, and he asked me to pay fucking money to Morris Mariba. Remember that? The bullshit lawyer from England.
Oh, yeah.
And Jennifer got in the accident. Remember, she was walking to the bank, got plowed into by a truck. As luck would have it.
Oopsie.
The money is never completed. This is criminal, said. The funds is in Australia, and the funds is in Malaysia. Can you believe this? And then they sent her an email.
Only from, you believe this, Anne.
Then they sent her an email, I think supposed to be from Melvin Santos, yes.
Okay.
So they said, I was so busy since I have ordered so many men to share in Asia, Europe, and Africa.
Whoa, really?
Wait, so many men to share?
Does the State Department say she's a 5 or a 10?
I don't know. It reminds me of 80s bands.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Is this in Thailand? Is this happening? How many men are they sharing, and how old are these quote-unquote men that they're sharing?
Some men went to Japan this morning. Your funds are in Australia, and it will be released after they verify the tax payment details. Mr. James H. Miller told me that he's trying to raise money to pay the fees. What a nice corporal.
No, colonel.
A nice
colonel. Mm-hmm. Like one step below a general.
Mm. Kindly cooperate with him. Yeah. So you guys can clear out the funds since it has left the UK. I'll be waiting to hear from my men because lots of scammers has been captured through your help and vital information you have sent to us these days. My warm regards, Dr. Melvin, UN.
Doctor.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is music to her ears. Like, that she's being affirmed that she's helping. Somebody with high authority recognizes her sheer brilliance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely, because all her help, they caught all these bad scammers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wow.
This is a conversation between Anne and Parker Green. Anne says, what do you want? I have no money. Authorities lie to me. No more interest anymore. I will not bust scammers anymore. Parker says, who? Anne says, assholes. Anne says, do not contact me anymore. Parker says, me? Me? Anne says, not you. I am looking for jobs, seriously. So I will not send info or bust scammers. Parker Green says, I understand you. Your funds will be transferred soon. James is really looking fees. Did you contact James? She said, I already sent you all the info to all of you.
This is amazing that she just keeps talking to all these people over such a long period of time. And there's so many people involved in the story. And
or
she...
one guy.
Or, yeah.
Yeah, really. Just one good scammer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That is the
That's
last
possible.
One. Sorry, I will work on my job. This is from July 6, 2013. No need to contact me. I want to work for a living. I cannot survive. Assholes, really? Green goes, me? Anne goes, I will not contact any of you anymore. Please, I need my own life. I will withdraw all of the videos. That is not my job. Parker says, I need to send James fees back. I will inform him. Please do not insult Dr. Melvin, okay? Well, she always insults Dr. Melvin.
She insults everybody.
Yeah,
wait a second, just for a second. Russ, when she's talking about it, taking back her videos, she posts videos on the internet showing her all of the things that she supposedly researched and things that she knows, like who's a scammer and who you're not supposed to talk to or who you're supposed to contact. To, you know, report your having been scammed to.
They're
and
trying
of course,
to expose these guys?
Yeah, but
right.
expose the scammer ones of them. But she would like post things like the contacts would be the people that she thinks are people in the FBI and IC3. And they're these folks. So she's saying, I don't have time to, you know, I'm so busy trying to get some jobs because she has multiple jobs to get money to pay back all the people that she borrowed money from.
Yeah, yeah.
To, like, pay these people. And, like, once she realized that she was scammed, she's like, they're saying, oh, well, you know what? We can get the money back to you, but you have to pay these transfer fees.
No.
So then she would send them.
I love transfer fees. Go.
Yeah. You know, transfer fees make the world go round.
Yeah.
So she would send more money to these are the good folks going to help her get her money back.
Wow.
So she would like want to send them transfer
that's why she's
fees.
So mad. Yeah, they're thieves and a real mafia. Yeah, yeah, all right.
Yeah,
all
that's
right.
what that's about.
Wow.
He promised he was going to get my money back and I gave
sure,
the money
he's
for
a colonel,
fees.
Yeah.
yeah.
Gold bars and all.
All these people.
Wow.
So she writes to me, "See the truth and who's the big one behind this? Melvin Santos eats all of the victims' money." See the truth. Miller and Green use me to get the job at UN. Ha, ha, ha. They are shameful. Shame, shame, shame. These two soldiers are U.S. soldiers using me to get the job at UN. Are they men? No. They are thieves, criminals, and fucking assholes, which is the name of my forthcoming
album. Fucking assholes!
It's the name of my forthcoming album.
Nice.
Thieves, criminals, and fucking assholes.
Nice.
Are they men? They are Devo.
So I think this is a conversation between, what did we say? Skill Pogranda was Miller. That was another one of his email addresses.
What was his name?
Skill Pogranda. We've seen this before. I think it's Miller.
I don't remember that name.
Yeah. Well, anyway, she says, fuck you. You destroy my life. You'll burn in hell. You fucking assholes. I will kill you. See what see what the result. So Skill Pogranda says, I will send some boys to Japan.
Thank you. Will they be gift wrapped? Oh, by the way, I guess I can't use that because it's fucking assholes.
Ugh.
Never.
I will send some boys to Japan. You will see. And says, see fucking boys? Scammers? Scammers? And Skill Pogranda says, go to hell.
Wait, see fucking boys? Scammers, scammers? What? Is he saying that he's going
to
send some boys
over
to rough her up? Yeah. Oh, okay.
No, to have an orgy.
Well, I was hoping.
Yeah, that would be a nice turn.
Yeah, it would be. It would be nice for her.
Anne says, you will burn in hell.
Well,
Skill Pogranda says, I will freeze those accounts. You called Mr. Eric Dr. Melvin Scammers. You will suffer in the fire. Anne says, who? You? Your gold bars? Yeah, it's Miller. Fuck you. I see nothing. Miller says, you.
Wow.
Well, he told her, you.
Most intelligent colonel I've ever heard in my life.
He's eloquent.
He goes, wait, they will kidnap you. Wait and see.
What? What good is that going to do? Nobody's got any money to bail her out.
Well, I don't know. Anne says, I will send your boys to the police. Wow. Amazing. Fuck all of your boys off.
Nice.
That's how every gay porn starts.
Yes.
She sounds like that guy from Johnny Dangerously. Remember when he used to curse? Like, you fucking assholes.
No.
You some of the bitches.
No, I don't remember that. I love it.
It's one of the best movies ever.
Fuck all of your boys off. Miller goes, wait, police? Ha ha. Ha ha.
Ha ha.
Gave the Nelson. Ha ha. They will come from Thailand. You will receive some bullets in your ass.
Oh, alrighty.
Is that what the kids are calling it these days?
I've seen that film. I enjoy it. I raise the money. I will freeze all two accounts. And Dr. Melvin will never release any funds to you. So I write to her. I go, we have no school called Military University.
Who said that?
I wrote to her.
Oh, good. Okay.
Please send me the grandmother's address again and the correspondence where it was given to you. Why did you recently tell people that they could recover money from this address when nobody ever has? And it's EFCC@activist.com. So here's the subject. Good news. Sometimes I include.
Okay.
Mr. Davin.
Oh, yep.
OMG. One big company scouts me and replied to them. Maybe I will get one more job. I am so happy. I have 5 jobs now.
What is this? Haymon from, what was that show?
Thank you from Living Color.
Yes, Living Color.
Thank
you. Him got 10 jobs.
Yes, me got 10 jobs, man.
No, it was one of the best shows ever.
I sell the food on the plane. I wash the plane. I sell
the
pilot. Ticket on the plane.
Security.
Yes. I put the bags on the plane, man. I fly the plane. Yes. Thank
you. The woman was having the kid. The guy goes, he's in labor. She goes, what do you mean she's in labor? She's sitting down. She's not working.
You lazy clot. You only have one job. Thank you. I have been mentioning that during this thing whenever she talks about
really?
How many jobs she has, and they look at me like,
it's
blink,
a great
blink.
Show.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anyway, back to Mr.
Russ,
Devin.
You're welcome back anytime. He understands me.
Oh, yeah, what a fine level.
Get her.
Yes.
I get Pip.
Thank
somebody
you.
Should. You can have her.
Wait a minute.
I love your Lord of the Rings of the ring.
There you go, man.
Precious.
He just doesn't get it.
I get it. I got it.
He doesn't like it. He gets
no,
it.
No, I saw the first two, and I'm like, I don't need to see the.
Oh,
I have 5 jobs now. I want to challenge something new soon. I really want to do it. In fact, some good companies are scouting me. I must consider how to choose a good one. Please do not tell anyone. Please? Thanks? It's a fucking
don't
secret.
Don't tell anybody.
I'll put on Facebook.
Mr. Davin!
Ooh, that's six.
Asked Victim A if she filed the complaints by herself. I sent mail to Interpol, official site 2, and Interpol. Then Eric Bohr contacted me. What is fucking truth?
This is a good thing for you to think about long and hard, Missy.
These hunters are idiots.
All of them are one idiot.
Go for it, because there is nothing to say. Miller is real, and he's a big asshole for me.
Nice.
He's a big asshole for me. Yes. That sounds dirty.
Do you think this man loved me? He is a motherfucker.
Awesome.
He is shameful. He has lots of the photos on my video channel. I made videos because I want to pay him back when he tried to help me. I feel regret making these videos. He helps many victims or potential victims.
Wait. Whoa. Now, this is Miller she's talking about?
Yes.
And she just said that she regrets helping him. She made a lot of videos of him that he was going to help other victims get their money back. So she was helping this scammer make videos to put on the internet.
Well, she made them for him.
She made the videos for him so that he could scam other people.
Or she posted them and said how great he was. It's probably more like,
wow.
But we know this.
Yeah, but this is to explain to Russ and anybody who's jumping in here. This is why a lot of the other scam hunters don't like her, because they said that she's a scammer herself, that she's in cahoots with them.
She's working with these idiots.
Yeah, she's working with these idiots. So one of the things that we've wrestled with a lot on the show through all the time of reading her letters and trying to figure out who the hell is she for.
Yeah.
You know, and we've gone back and forth. Is she just this really delusional, unrealistic woman who is so blind to the fact that these people that she thinks are the good guys are the scammers? Or is she actually in cahoots with them and she was trying to lead more victims to them? Here's something that this is why a lot of people thought she was doing.
Yeah.
It's because she's actually making videos for the fucking scammers to bring them in. And
giving them exposure. Yeah, she's giving them exposure.
Amongst things,
yeah.
You know? And so that's why a lot of hunters are against her.
Die hard, right. The hunter.
Anyway. Yeah, all right.
Brown Cotton is real, and he contacted
mess.
Me after
what
I called head office FBI. Just says Brown Cotton's real again.
Yeah.
Oh, Brown Cotton's back.
He's not fake because he stays in London. I sent money to him in the beginning for the funds transfer.
He's not fake because he lives in London. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, that's the recommendation.
Same
that
thing
needed.
With Mary Poppins.
And the fact that his name's an oxymoron.
Wait, what?
Brown Cotton.
Brown Cotton. You know, I know. We've been like
really like.
Yeah.
Come on.
Go late to the dance.
Yeah,
that's bothersome.
Yeah.
I also sent money to UK EOCC David Copper to London too. After Miller introduced me to him, I have the payment details.
Yeah, you have payment details showing that you sent money to a scammer. Good for you.
This is one of the payment details. David Copper handed this money to Jennifer. I have some other payment details.
Yeah, that's a detail.
So it was David Copper in 2012, and then she gives the MTCN number, which is Western Union, and it was for $397.79 Great Britain pounds, destination London, UK.
So 390 pounds, actually?
397.
That's a really specific amount.
Because she sent him money.
Yeah.
Oh. This is the first payment when Brown Cotton contacted me for the funds transfer. He sent money back to me after I complied, and he sent the form of the Barclay Band PLC. And this is from November 6, 2011. Receive a Brown Cotton. And this is 100,420 Japanese yen. And the payout is $748.60 British pounds.
So she's got 748, so approximately like 1,500 American dollars from this guy, or she's saying that she laid it out?
No, she sent it to Brown.
So she sent another $1,500 out.
Wow.
Yep.
This is the first payment that Green asked me to send the money to his daughter, because he asked me to return the money to him September 14th, 2011. Jennifer Green, and this is 63,000 yen, and the payout's $478.34. $4 British pounds.
Okay, so like $750. Something like I was using old. It used to be $2 to the pound, but now it's like $1.25 or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it's pretty close now.
Yeah.
So I write to her. I said, "You said money got sent back to you. Were you ever able to withdraw and do as you wish with this money? Were you ever given a bank account number where your money was being held? It was your money, so you should have had access to it at all times." These African scammer syndicates all launder money in England.
Yeah. And this is you telling her.
This is me telling her.
Okay.
So. But she's an expert. She don't need me.
Oh, it's a dollar and a half to a pound. Like a dollar, right, 1.42. But still.
Really? Wow, is that high still? Wow.
Yeah, I know. I was surprised, too. 1.42 today. But the thing is that this is still, like, dribs and drabs, like, you know, being cut by a million paper cuts. She's just like, here's, you know.
Literally.
Yeah, here's $750. Here's $1,200. Here's, so she just kept going, here, 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 here's more money. Never seen anything back.
So-called Melvin Santos.
Oh, that's number two.
You deal with me by using mafia ways. You asked that fucking Miller to threaten me when this fucking man sent fucking info about funds. You are a big liar.
What's the mafia fixation?
Wait, did she say he's fucking asshole?
Why don't you fucking listen?
She said so many fuckings. I missed.
No, she didn't say fucking asshole. You fucking open up your ears.
Well, fucking. She said fucking.
Fucking
man,
nitwit.
Fucking idiot.
Fucking Miller, this was. The general. The coroner, rather.
There was so much fucking. I got excited and I missed count. Okay, yeah,
settle down, Puddles.
Yikes.
Did you scotch guard this chair yet?
Not nearly enough. We're just going to burn it.
I'll know when I come to next week it's on the curb.
Yes.
Yeah,
just gonna put, we're just going to put like a tub it. Underneath you.
And then when it's on the curb, you know I'm going to throw it in my car.
Of course you will. If it fits.
Yikes.
You will deserve the punishment. You are hiding and you are a fucking liar. You are a big mafia. I'm sorry, Russ. And you do not help the victims, but play on me. You will know my personality because I will let you no way out.
Okay.
Do not forget all the hunters are outrageous for this because you use me and you cheat on victim's money. Victim P, $90,000. Victim A, $2,500. Victim C paid $1,000. And me paid over $120,000.
Yeah, damn.
That idiot banker, that idiot bank lawyer, Morris Maribe, asked me to pay lots of money, too. I did have the record. Now to damn it all red.
Mm.
All of this is your work. I do know it, and I will expose every payment details and Mariba's mail contents. You are a fucking mafia.
Ugh.
It is right time to expose everything, because there is no justice. Interpol is a fucking mafia organization, because they ask the money and they lie to people. You too. You lie, and you will deserve for what you have done to the victims. Believe in me.
Believe in me.
So I said, Victim P is a name I've not heard before. Who is she?
Yeah.
And we'll end it there.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wow.
That is...
Now, before the next time you do this, please watch Johnny Dangerously. Because the way she's talking and writing will be 10 times more funny.
It's pretty funny now.
It's hysterical. But, yeah, you have to.
And I suggest, as a title for this segment, Proof is for Fools.
Proof is for Fools?
Yes.
Honestly, yeah, this one was...
All right. And segment one should be, use the crack pipe, Luke?
Yeah.
Write that down and give me the note.
Okay. Use the crack pipe, Luke. That's awesome. The sad thing is this woman has obviously got some source of income. She should be seeing a doctor. I mean,
she doesn't need a doctor. She has all the answers. She's fine.
You can say it. A lot of these guys are coming out of Africa, which is unfortunately true.
Yeah.
Middle Eastern countries, you know, you got, you know. I've gotten an email, years ago, on my Opt Online account. Hello, I'm a member of some kind of country. He was like a member of royalty and wanted to go to exile or something like that. And I'm like,
yeah, that's a famous one.
I'm like, and I wasn't the only one who got it. Other people I know got it.
So many.
So I'm like, wow. I thought of the movie Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. Remember that movie with Steve Martin, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels? Yeah. No, yeah.
Yes, yes. Oh, yes,
the guy, he meets one of his scam victims, and he goes, Your Majesty! And she
Your Majesty.
Oh, man. This woman's a piece of work, dude.
Yeah, it's a shame.
It's a shame, because on May 31st, she was going to give it all up, and she seemed fine. After a good night's sleep, not so much.
She just goes, it's sort of like Shelter Island. Remember that movie? That was with Leo DiCaprio was in it, and it was based in the 40s or something, and he was investigating. He went on to Shelter Island, and there was an insane asylum.
Oh, wow.
And there was somebody missing, and so he and his partner went there to try to figure out what was going on.
Huh.
And you have to watch this movie. I don't even want to tell you.
Really?
There's a crazy person involved in it that keeps resetting and going back to the beginning of their delusion. And
oh, wow.
There's a and that person
like,
just like
what was that like 51st Dates in that movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hi, yeah. Exactly like that. They keep going back to the beginning. Yes. Yes. And so it's really sad, and it's.
I might check. I'm boycotting Leo DiCaprio.
Really?
Yes, because I think Star Wars should have won every Oscar.
Oh.
And, yeah, I'm pretty upset about
so,
that.
So and that's
every
Leo's
Oscar
fault.
Yeah, because he won, and he
because Leo got raped by a bear.
Yes,
you know
literally.
What? If you get raped by a bear, you deserve everything you
yeah,
can get.
Yeah, but, no, sorry. No, I'm sorry. BB-8 was 10 times like more awesome than Leonardo DiCaprio. All
right, sell down, little geek. All right, let's thank some people. Would
all
you
right.
Would you like to tell us about zombie martial arts, or would you like me to?
You can go for it, man.
It's like you wrote it. You might as well talk about
yeah.
it. Tucker. Do you want to feel safe? Do you want to know that you or a loved one can protect themselves if they are ever attacked? Of course, we all want that. Zombie Martial Arts is now accepting men and women for personal instruction in hand-to-hand combat and attacks by an assailant with a gun, knife, or any other weapon. I get so many people who want to do this in Jersey.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
You need to do this in
you
Jersey.
You need to do this in Jersey. Man. You do. You need to find a way because it would be so popular.
Apparently people engaged. Are very threatened in Jersey.
I know. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Jersey is afraid of the zombie apocalypse.
We should have this chick on a Jersey. She wants to talk about mafia. I'll show her mafia.
Yeah. She won't believe they're real.
See those guys over there with the suits? Yeah.
See that guy eating behind the screen?
She'll call a fucking asshole. Yeah. Yeah. Fucking. She don't give a shit.
Yeah, she really doesn't.
Never be a criminal's easy target again. Contact, hey, this guy, Sensei Russ Fredico today and learn how to begin protecting yourself and your loved ones immediately.
Live and in person.
Email him at russfredico@yahoo.com. RussFredico@yahoo.com. With training from zombie martial arts, you can walk with confidence and not walk dead.
You just said live and in person. It's like, or maybe undead and in person.
There you go. Walking dead, baby.
There you go.
Just do a fucking repost.
All right. If you're in the mood for great... After all this, if you're still in
the
mood...
Shut up and do the deli.
Pretty much. Pretty
fine.
Much.
That's awesome.
If after all this, you're still in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that'll make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it is still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com. Don't forget to make reservations to their comedy show on May 13th, starring Brad Lowry from HBO.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant.
Yeah, he's moaning and groaning.
It's right down the street from my corporate job. It's like, yeah, I can walk there. It's so good.
And you should.
Yes.
See, if you walk there, then you don't gain weight.
I don't feel guilty about the cannolis after
exactly,
dinner.
Exactly. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary needs, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner. Do we have sumptuous in another read?
Sumptuous?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Succulent.
I was getting my son. Okay, good. I hate to use the same adjectives because I write all this crap.
Pip's thinking about all those Asian boys.
Don't you remember our...
Oh, no, come on now.
No! Don't you remember our succulent conversation?
I do.
All right.
Delicious. Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not just be an occasion, but a memory. I haven't read this in so long. This is Joe's read. Portobello... Joe usually shows up, damn it. Portobello Banquets also hosts the always popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side Spinning Productions owner, me. The next
that
show...
That guy!
The next show is scheduled for July 15th. Experience all that Pedal to Bell has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey, or learn more by calling 201-337-8990, 201-337-8990, or visit their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Okay, and now Jen Carelli's. Sometimes you feel like a slice.
Usually they just go right into the reread, but you actually introduced the read.
I did because I was stalling because I was typing in the chat, and then I realized, oh, God, it's me.
Enough of you fools.
I'm up.
Yeah. Okay, good night already. I got to read stuff. All right.
Get lost. Scram.
Good night already. Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Jen Carelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja. Jen Carelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey, features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, there it is, delicious desserts, and much more.
We had quite the discussion over that.
Yes, we did. Jen Carelli's is just like the great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.JenCarelliesPizzaNJ.com. That's www.JenCarelliesPizzaNJ.com. Or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Jen Carelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff. Old world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Jen Carelli's.
My company, Side Splitting Productions. You need a comic, murder mystery, kids entertainer. Need balloon animals? We'll do that for you, too. Side Splitting Productions. Side Splitting Productions, 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094. Anything you want to promote?
No, thanks for having me on, guys. Really, this was great.
I want to promote Mr. Helix's
bed. I want to promote.
I've got something to say.
Sorry, you got to go. Bye. Hit the music.
Close the shutters that damn fast.
Oh, nobody wants to hear you.
They don't want to hear me, but they do want to hear Mr. Helix's band,
Johnny
and
the
Alamonies.
Oh, it's for him?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine.
Johnny and the Alamonies is going to be playing at Bailey's Smokehouse on April 15th.
Bailey's Smoke? Is that like a cigar place or like a barbecue place?
No, it's a barbecue place.
When is this?
Oh, the barbecue.
When is this?
It's on April 15th.
Tax day.
Friday, tax day.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
It's like your father's an accountant.
Yes. You can.
So you get some like good barbecue and go see the band on tax day?
Yes.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it's in 136 Erie Street in Blauvelt, New York.
Where?
Blauvelt.
What is Blauvelt?
Blauvelt is in Rockland County, New York.
Don't look at me like that. I didn't name it that.
Didn't you know? You never heard of Blauvelt?
No, it's an awful name for a town. Who the hell agrees
with
Blauvelt?
Sounds very blah.
Oh, it's
very blah kind of town.
It's some dead Dutch people. Just go with it.
We're in Blauvelt.
Blah.
Where do you live? Blauvelt. Nobody sounds sexy sounding Blauvelt. I met a girl from Blauvelt.
It's like the opposite of Whoville.
No, it's kind of like vampires. Blah.
You got this great place where you're going to have barbecue and see a live band and you put it in Blauvelt.
Well, you know what? It actually is like vampires. It's in Blauvelt, in Erie Street. But they have barbecue.
You going to go?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you.
You like barbecue, I'm there.
Throw some zombies, I'm there.
First of all, Johnny and the Alamonies, I'm always there.
What kind of music?
They play rock and roll, classic rock and roll. It's
and nothing
awesome.
Sounds more rock and roll than when you call it rock and roll.
Well, what are you supposed to call it?
Rock.
Dance music for idiots? No. What do you call it?
You call it rock.
Rock.
Why don't you say rock and roll, your grandma?
I'm
rock
Nana.
Rock and roll is like post-1963.
Yeah.
When
I was talking about how my daughter doesn't listen to my music, I didn't go, and the rock and roll.
I must have been smoking too many of those jazz cigarettes. I got confused.
Yeah, anything after Hendrix was rock.
Sorry, dude. All right, so they play rock. They play classic rock.
Oh, cool. There you go. That a girl.
Beatles,
there you go.
Beatles, Stones, Who.
Oh, right on.
Tom Petty.
Who,
Neil
Johnny
Young,
and the Alamonies? That's who. Funny
Johnny
you should ask.
Johnny and the Alamonies. I said them already. But Johnny and the Alamonies is going to be at Bailey Smokehouse April 15th, Friday at 9:30. About. They always start late. Get there early and have the barbecue because, oh, my God.
What are you going to get? The brisket? Some ribs? What are you getting?
No, you know what? I don't go for the brisket. When we go there.
What?
I don't.
Devin's offended.
No.
Get out.
How dare you? Just get out.
The
Passover.
You can't get the brisket.
You know what? You didn't even fucking do the totals. You didn't even do the totals.
I didn't even fucking do the totals because my mouth is watering over barbecue.
I told you to remind me. You didn't do this.
And I forgot. Listen, I'm all for Clem tonight.
Give me the totals and talk about this sin.
Actually, Russ did amazing for a noob because we had six Mr. Davins. You had it on the nose.
Yeah.
Oh, very nice.
All right, now, there was fucking assholes. I should have listened to you about the plural. There were two fucking assholes, but no fucking assholes.
Rules are rules.
I know, rules are rules. So
assholes
that
have
was
been
off.
Inflamed.
But then we had two so-called Melvin Santos. That was his guess on the nose.
Nice.
Russ killed tonight.
Oh, glad I won.
So, yeah, really. Really great
killing. You get to come back in like a month. When she's not here, you can come back.
I'm not here, so you're going to have to make up your own damn category.
Actually, I got nobody to geek out with.
I know, right?
This sucks. I wish my fellow geek.
Oh, by the way, this is a note that we had for, this was Davin yelling at me and Joe, so I wrote it down on a pad and I showed it to Joe because he's going, shut up, you asshole.
Yeah.
Because we were chatting while we were coming into this.
He got mad at me last time for doing that. I didn't know.
Well, yeah, but he starts playing the music for the next segment.
I say we're coming back.
We're coming back. And we're like, blah, 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 blah. He's like, shut up, you assholes. So I wrote on a pad, I kept showing it to Joe. Shut up, you
Instead
assholes.
Instead of the on-air light, it's the shut up, you assholes light. That will be a custom-made light I get.
Oh, on Davin's then.
That's what I want. That's what I want. Shut up.
Shut up, you assholes, light.
Yeah, I want that.
Wait a minute. Do you want shut up, fucking asshole?
No.
Or shut up, fucking assholes?
Shut up, you assholes.
Shut up, you assholes. Okay.
All right, so now, briefly, what's your problem with brisket?
What? No, I have no problem with brisket. So no, but this is what they have, dude. No, they have
You're
this,
dead to me.
They have this thing called dinner for four, which us piglets, we get to go, and we will eat it for like two nights straight. And it's we get two different kinds of ribs, pulled chicken, pulled pork, and then they have this corn souffle. Oh my god, I want to kill my mother. It's so good.
Wow.
And
she's dead.
I know. Well, see, that's what I get on a technicality. I don't have to kill anybody. I still get corn souffle. And
corn souffle?
No, it's so good.
Your shit comes out fluffy.
Yeah.
it's like corn.
For fluffy runs.
It's kind of like, it's like bread. It's bready, but it's corn, and it's also really greasy. It's so bad
Grease
for you.
Is good.
So good. And then we get the spicy fries.
There you go.
Oh, that is awesome.
I do have to side with Davin on the brisket, though. I rock
the barbecue. The brisket is awesome, too. I mean,
here's the problem with some of these places with the brisket. I'm getting it's so hard to find a good barbecue brisket because they make
it
dry.
Right.
Yeah,
what
is this?
They cook it. They don't really smoke it. They like almost like you would do a hamburger on a barbecue grill. I totally
so
agree.
Disappointing because you expect not every barbecue place is created the same.
Yes.
I went out to eat.
That's very true. We need more Jewish people in Orange County.
No, Jews fuck it up, though. Jews don't barbecue brisket. I cook brisket, but I cook it in the oven. I roast it.
It's nice and slow, though. You take your time with it.
Right,
but
you need a smoke. You need a fucking Texan that's like 360 pounds, like that doesn't take his cholesterol
Triple
medication.
Triple bypass.
Yes! Yes!
Stomach hanging over his belt buckle that's 6 inches long.
You want about like 67 years old defying logic that he's still alive. That's what you need making
half
your barbecue.
Half of the moisture is from his sweat.
Yes!
Yes, that guy.
And it's like beer-flavored sweat.
Yes!
Yes! Yes!
Absolutely. And that salt in the sweat adds to it.
Yeah, that's what you need. And a generous amount. Don't be skimpy. I hate when they give me on a bun, and then I see the perimeter of the bun. No.
Hang it over.
No, exactly.
No, absolutely.
Yep,
no.
Hang it over.
There's so much good barbecue in this country, there's no excuse for bad.
You know what? We just
in
fucking,
New York, we're wrong.
We just gave a...
Yeah.
Bailey's like a huge like promo and
they don't even
so why don't you fucking make yourself useful, go in there with your little business cards that we made you and why don't you talk to them?
Yeah, I guess
yeah,
so.
Yeah, why don't you become useful for a change? Maybe get a free dinner for you behemoth.
I'm down with that, man.
No,
dinner
it's,
for four?
Oh, God. It's not really. It's just like a huge dinner for two.
No, it's not really. Not between her and Mr. Helix.
Every barbecue joint in like the Hudson Valley that I know of has failed miserably.
This place is great.
I'll check it. I want to check it out just for the food, and I can
April
say I
15th.
Found somebody, you know, you somewhere outside of like, you know, a Fogo de Chao.
you know, the like the Brazilian kind of.
I beg your pardon.
That's good. You
know, don't you talk to me like that.
Fogo de Chao, you never been there?
He does it again, bastard.
You gotta go there.
Now, where is this?
Well, there's one, the main one's in New York City. They're all over the country. They're kind of speckled throughout the place. It's a Brazilian style steakhouse.
Oh, I know the kind of place you're talking about.
Where
they bring
on the skewers.
You the meat on the skewers,
yes.
And they bring it to the table, yes. And you're like, yeah, give me three of those now.
Yes, like, they don't move, just pull up a chair and sit next to me.
It's just like a meat orgy.
We need some of the, yes, very well said. We need some of that in the Hudson Valley.
Yes.
And we don't have it.
And Pip's an animal lover, so she loves to eat all animals.
It's terrible, it is terrible. I do, but I'm getting, there's less and less meat that I feel comfortable eating. I'm like really cutting down my meat.
Yeah, we
can
tell by these conversations. Yeah. We've covered beef, pig, and chicken. What exactly are you cutting out?
We saved the brisket.
Yeah, no, I
saved the
cow. But that's a cow.
No. I won't eat veal.
Yeah, sure.
No, I won't.
Eat veal. You know,
it's
funny.
She wants the cow to have a nice, healthy life before she tears into
it
like a pack of wolves.
I do. I made a new friend on Facebook. This was really bizarre. I had to call Norton and upgrade.
Yeah.
And so I the Norton operator lady was lovely. She's from Canada. And so we had this nice conversation. We became Facebook friends. She has a farm, and she was telling me what nice lives the animals have before they slaughter them. And I'm like, I can kind of understand. I mean, I'm not a hypocrite. I do eat meat. I know that you're going to kill them, but at least you don't have to put them in little boxes and make them suffer the whole lives until you kill them for meat. So I was down.
You're an angel. Anyway.
But like you said, we talked earlier, you hunt, but you eat what you kill.
Yes, of course.
I respect that.
He's not raising it to kill it. He's finding it and then killing it.
I know, but both ways. It's like, if you're going to take an animal, you better eat all that. You better eat all of it.
You better eat that cow ass. Anyway.
You better cut that up and put it in your freezer and eat it later. No
absolutely.
Wasting.
Chilling steaks.
Pip will eat a pig ass. That's what I love about it.
It was at a party once, and I was in college, and I was drunk,
no.
Okay?
And the pig was quite happy. His tail actually uncurled for a split second.
Well, you know what they say about those pigs being able to orgasm for, like, hours.
I've read something about that.
I rest my case.
Too, actually.
Yeah,
it's some ridiculous kind of, like,
some
time.
Ridiculous, like, more longer
true.
Than
it's
Sting.
True.
I've been with fat chicks. I don't recall that. I must have been doing it wrong.
You were doing it wrong.
I was doing
treat
it wrong.
Treat me like the pig that I am.
Words to live by.
Yeah,
right. I'm going to read where the fuck I'm going to be, and then we're going to get out of here.
Okay. Sweet.
Like, I'm going home. The first thing I'm doing is finding beef and eating it. After that conversation.
I'm finding a pig and eating her.
Nice.
See, well, we're going to put this to the test. Hit the stopwatch, Tuts.
3 minutes! 3 minutes!
What is the wait for a pig? So if I make sure that she orgasms for hours. Because I'd hate to just do like an ugly chick that's disgusting, that's not quickly, really a
wait,
pig.
What do you mean? What's the weight you mean? Like in pounds or how much time it takes? Or
pounds.
What do you mean? Because
I want it. Because what's the minimum? Because then I have
No, it's not about poundage.
Oh, it's about poundage.
No, it's about sloppy.
Oh, so I'm going to have to really.
Pig.
I'm going to have to. It's like my boot camp. It's my booty camp.
Yeah, you're just.
I'm really gonna have to roll my sleeves up, hold my nose, and just, you know, it's an endurance.
There's some big girls that are like still put together, and they and you know, it's like they wear nice clothes, and they still got toned a little bit. And,
you know, Dress Barn has lovely things.
Absolutely, it does.
I shop there for my
Dress Barn.
That's where Joe gets his rot gut dresses.
No. Do you know the shirt probably came from Dress Barn?
Dress Barn's
I'm not ashamed to say.
Dress Barn's fine.
It is good.
Dress Barn's fine.
It's good work attire.
Sure.
But you know what? No, pig is when you have somebody that's just like really sloppy, has to be drunk.
Disheveled.
Yeah. Talking about me or the girl?
Well, lipstick on the teeth, I mean you.
Not the lipstick on the teeth. Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's the ultimate turnoff.
That's what I'm talking
the
about.
The ultimate turnoff.
Lipstick on the teeth?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know. You know my
ultimate turnoff? Yes. If I'm at a bar, it could be Jessica Alba. She smiles, has lipstick on her teeth. It's done.
I would think it would be the mascara raccoon eye.
No.
Lipstick
on the teeth. Gross.
Really?
Gross. Creeps me out. Freaks me out.
That's awesome.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
I'd run for my life.
Noted.
I'm usually out of there once I see vaginal discharge. But anyway, Saturday, April 16th.
He sees this across the bar, mind you.
You can tell.
That's pretty bad.
Wow.
You get like a German Shepherd. They stick their nose right in the crotch. It comes out glossy. You get problems.
Saturday.
What?
Dude,
no? No good?
No. Bad.
Good.
No.
Now, can I read
I was hungry. Thank you.
Yeah, good. I'm not anymore.
You're welcome. Saturday, April 16th, I will be in Southington, Connecticut at the Sons of Italy.
Hey, Pisons.
For tickets, call 860-628-0755. 860-628-0755. That's about all we can stand of this.
No, we could stand much more. You poor people, we're just putting you out of your misery.
I got a show today. Russ, thank you for hanging out with us.
Thanks for having me, guys. This was fun.
It was awesome.
Yes,
thank you.
Always.
Good times. We should get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should.
You want to say one more fuck now that you can, Russ?
See you fucking later, guys.
If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, keep on listening.